This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, good morning and Merry Christmas to all who celebrated yesterday. Those of you who are joining us now, we've had some decent things we've talked about, and I want to continue talking in regards to pollinators in the garden and what we can be doing, what we can be bringing. And at the end of last hour, we were talking about honeybees or just bees, because there are different types of the bees that we want to bring to the garden that will help pollinate our plants, right? There are, according to an article I read this morning, there are about 150 crops grown in the U.S. depending on pollinators. That includes apples, almonds, blueberries, citrus, melons, pears, plums, pumpkin, and squash. So there's some other things that they do, but you know, you get the idea of how important they are. Now we talked about some different flowers that they love. You know, even all the way down to clover. So clover isn't that bad, even though sometimes it's in the lawn. The one thing I kind of ended on was that single flowers are best. I think that is huge to bring out, that if you're looking to invite pollinators to your yard, a single flower is best. Not the double flower, giant flowers, those types of things. For bees, right? That's just for bees. Because it's harder for the bee to get into the center to get that pollen for you. So that's something to think about. Not saying that double flowers are bad by any means. Double flowers have their spot in the garden. But some other things to think about when trying to attract bees. Finding flowers that are the color blue, purple, or yellow. Interesting, right? For bees, blue, purple, or yellow are the most appealing. So those are the ones that will actually have the largest variety of bees, those colors. So that's something to be thinking about. Another thing that is out there, and sometimes inevitably we need to use it, but they do say avoid using pesticides, even organic ones. Now, there are ways to take care of it, using them at night, using certain things of what to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, planting and keeping plants healthy is one of the easier ways to keep them from not being infested. So now we've talked about bees a little bit. What else? What other pollinators? Well, butterflies, right? Butterflies come in. What are some of the plants that they would love to have to attract them. Now, a very easy one that you think of is a butterfly bush. Some of you out there, and I've gotten emails before about butterfly bush, that should just get rid of it. It's a weed. It's gross. It's terrible. Well, it's a fast-growing shrub that you can cut down to the ground every spring and sometimes gets big and has cool flowers. So that's up to you guys on what you want to do. Another one, phlox. Again, coneflower. We talked about coneflower with some of the bees. Lantana is a nice one. You can be using that. It's different types of marigolds. Black-eyed Susan, again. Liatris is a nice one. Heliotrope, lavender. There's a theme here. Some of the colors, purple, right? Butterfly weed. That one's not purple. It's a nice bright orange. Some different cosmos. Agapanthus, asters, again. So now you're not only bringing bees, but you're bringing butterflies as well. So that's another great one. Salvia, another purple. Sea holly, another purple. Sunflowers are a great one that will attract bees and butterflies. Different types of sedum, they have like a reddish pink, almost purple color. Goldenrod, a lot of you are saying goldenrod. That's a weed, get rid of it. But it attracts the butterflies and the bees. Joe pieweed, that's one of my favorites because I think the size of it sometimes can be huge. And the color of the stem going with the foliage and the flowers, awesome little plant. Sometimes will get 6 feet tall. It's one of my favorites. I just like all the colors to it. So those are some ideas of how to attract butterflies, you know, different flowers for it. But think about it now for this coming season, right? We're looking to add pollinators to our garden. We talk so much about, you know, going that organic, being more down to nature. Well, this is one way to do it. Now, it's not just about planting the plants, right? That's big. But we also want to provide shelter for these pollinators. We want to, allow them to hide from predators, get out of the elements, right? So they can reproduce. Some will say, let parts of your lawn grow wild for the ground nesting bees, right? So that they can have protection. Some will say, put piles of grass cuttings or even an area where the log is decomposing in a sunny place on the ground. Some will say, leave dead trees to stand in certain areas because what it does is it creates nooks for butterflies and solitary bees. If you can't do some of those things, there's artificial nesting boxes for all different pollinators out there to help create those safe habitats, right? Now we also, as we said, plant the gardens, but provide food and water, right? Having water gardens or a bird bath is actually helps with those pollinators. You know, butterflies are also attracted to muddy puddles. Kind of like a toddler. I swear, every time you see a muddy puddle, my youngest runs towards it, no matter what she's wearing. And the butterflies are the same. They are attracted to those muddy puddles because they want the salts and the nutrients in that water. Some will even say backyard beekeeping. It's becoming popular, more and more popular. But that's going to have them. So take a look online because there's tons of lists of plants to attract all the different types of pollinators. It's not just bees. You can attract the butterflies. You can attract hummingbirds, right? You could even have plants that attract butterfly larvae, which are for the caterpillars, right? On there, one of them, I think, is become very popular over the past, I don't know, 10, 15 years, the different types of grasses. Those will actually attract butterfly larvae. How cool is that? So, just some things to be thinking about for spring. Thinking about it now, taking a look, researching the different colors. But just remember, one of the things I was saying is, blues, purples, and yellows will attract the bees the most. How crazy is that? You know, we always think about, like, trying to attract a plant with different things with vibrant colors. And it's mostly for your hummingbirds with, you know, bright reds, right? They love those colors. But to bring the bees, a little bit darker colors. So, something to be thinking about, something to say, all right, this is what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to create it. So later on in the year, when it comes to should I clean up those leaves or should I leave them, we actually can have a debate and talk about it. Because if we don't do anything for them, why are they coming to your yard versus your neighbor's yard? So plan now, research now, make your time spent a little bit more meaningful. If you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Colorstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now it's, the sun is starting to come out. At least it's light out. The sun's not really out. But we're getting into the day. You can now see, at least in my house, we had some snow overnight. And it's, you know, light covering, but it's nice out. Makes everything look really nice. Now, we have been talking about for the past probably half hour pollinators and what we can be doing in the yard to bring them to us. Now, another thing that we should be thinking about is attracting birds to our yard, right? Those are some of the things that will also just help us, you know, plant different natives, different things. Now, there's a number of plants to plant to attract birds. Well, one of them that I find is interesting is the oak tree. Anyway, you know, oak trees, that doesn't flower. That what is that doing attracting birds? Well, birds will actually, you know, create nests, etc. in it. But did you know? Well, I think you did know, because the idea of birds feeding is, you know, the caterpillars, those types of things being fed from the mother. Well, the oaks attract a wide variety of butterflies and moth-type caterpillars. So that's what they feed their birds. So think about it. You know, which way do you want to go? Do you want to attract the birds, or do you want to attract the butterflies? Maybe we don't plant some oaks if we're looking to keep the butterflies, but you get the idea. But oaks are huge for that. You know, they produce the acorns, which are then eaten by some birds with larger bills. You know, some of the, you know, my favorite, the blue jay. They love them. Now, what else can we do to attract birds? Well, berry-producing shrubs. Anything that has a berry on it. Dogwoods, sumac, chokecherry, serviceberry, winterberry, holly, those types. Crabapple trees. some evergreen trees, right? Evergreens are the trees that keep their leaves or needles throughout the winter. You know, your pines, spruces, cedars, fir. Those create shelter for the birds for the winter, during the summer too, from some of the heat. So evergreens are great. But one thing that is interesting is they actually recommend planting evergreens on the north side of your house. Because over there, they can help block the winter winds to protect them. And then plant the deciduous trees on the south side of the house, where they can provide shade in the summer, but will drop their leaves to allow sunlight through during the winter. So it's a very interesting point of where to plant those things. Again, another one, dead trees. Birds love the dead trees, especially like a woodpecker. We have a number of woodpeckers in my backyard. My woods behind us has a number of dead trees, and all you can hear sometimes is that woodpecker going at it. So, you know, that's one to attract some of these different types of birds. Also, sunflowers and seed type flowers, right? Sunflowers, birds love them because when they dry out, they can have them and get after them. And finally, manicured lawns aren't the way to go for birds. You want to look for more like meadow type areas and ground cover. They provide shelter for some of those ground nesting birds. So, you know, the more and more we talk about it, the well-manicured lawn isn't ideal for your pollinators, for your birds, etc. Now, you can have it. Now, well-manicured lawns in certain areas are perfect, but create something on the side. You know, bring some of those things to the side of the property to help keep the rest of your lawn and garden looking good. So these are just some of the things we think about now because we, you know, have almost like an open palette right now. Not that, you know, for me, I have an open palette. Mine's wide open. It's blank. Blank canvas. I'm going to be cleaning up some areas, starting fresh. So that's why I'm thinking about these things and what to do. If you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Rad Bernards. A long simmering dispute is headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court over the frequent use of local health department mask mandates in Wisconsin's capital city and county. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Dane County argued that the county health director has no powers to order mask mandates in an effort to control COVID-19. While President Joe Biden says he will run for re-election in 2024 if his health permits, the unhealthy America he has created under his administration is precisely what will not get him rehired, according to Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
We start with the open borders, the flood of illegal immigrants, the humiliating and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan, the inflation sparked by their how to control deficit spending.
This is USA Radio News. The Democrat mayor of Boston has claimed that patriots are driven by hatred, fear, and confusion when they chant USA and sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
But also, you know, singing of patriotic songs, chanting of USA, just a clear message that there's still a part of our society, even in this state, even in this city, that really feels like something is being taken away.
Mayor Michelle Wu made the remarks while speaking on Boston Public Radio. She attacked the patriotism of demonstrators who had gathered at City Hall earlier in the week. The mayor also claimed that people are opposed to her strict measures because of anti-Asian sentiment. Parts of California were getting a white Christmas after all, with snowfall pounding mountains across the state. Other areas of California, however, saw a wet and rainy Christmas as storms continued to drench the state, causing flash flooding and evacuations in some areas over the holiday period. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the starting to get at least brighter out in the sky, and you can see what you're waking up to on this day after Christmas to enjoy, maybe it's enjoy some of the presents that you got, or just enjoying a day at home in the confines of your own home. Maybe a nice walk outside. Who knows what you can do. But we're thinking spring already, and I don't mean thinking, you know, let's get out there and go do something. We're thinking, what can we do? And we're trying to plan ahead. And I started this discussion earlier in regards to, you know, drawing out what you're going to do. Thinking about, all right, if I'm going to redo an area, am I going to wing it? Am I going to just go to the store and say, I want this and this? Or am I going to kind of draw it out and get it ready? Now, if you're not sure what you want to do and you're looking for expert, you know, opinions, and you're going to go to a local garden center, here's one of the things that I highly suggest doing. Take a look at the area and say, all right, it gets this much sun, this much shade, there are these types of plants, maybe even taking some pictures and saying, all right, this is what it is. But knowing where the sun rises and sets on that area, knowing that, you know, maybe the house is in the way of it and it's going to get more afternoon shade. Knowing those types of things before you go to your local garden center is key. Now, another thing to do, looking at what you like. You know, what colors, what types of plants, what types of anything. Because you don't want to go in and waste your time at a garden center. You want to spend that time picking out what you want so then you can bring it home and enjoy it. So that planning ahead is huge. Like I said, if you don't know and you're trying to get that expert opinion, definitely, you know, write some things down. You know, how tall do you want things to get? Sun exposure, shade exposure. Are there tall trees? Are there short trees? Do you want evergreen? Do you want deciduous? Do you want it to die back to the ground? Do you want it to stay ahead of time? Up all year? Are you trying to cover something? Are you covering, you know, cement? Or are you covering a heating system that's outside, or an air conditioner? What are you trying to do? Because the another thing to think about is if you're putting plants right next to the foundation where there's concrete, that concrete can heat up to dry some plants out. So these are all things you need to think about prior to the cool stuff of looking at the flowers and what you really enjoy. So these are key to make yourself successful long term, because we want to get all that knowledge prior so then you can enjoy it, right? You're not constantly trying to fix something or move a plant and say, oh, I should have put this over here. I should have done this. So drawing it out is the perfect way to do it. Now, like I've said a number of times already today and previously, I have a clean slate of what I can do in my front yard. What are we going to do? We're going to start by stump grinding and kind of leveling the whole yard off, adding new loom or loam to the soil, to the existing area, to fill in some of the holes, fill in some of those areas. Because my yard was all trees, and you walk out there and it almost feels like you're walking on just roots, or, you know, it's squishy, which means there's not a lot of soil there. It's good soil, you can see it, that's there, but there's not a lot. So adding more, covering those areas to get things to grow a little bit easier. And we might start off just putting a lawn there, just to have something nice and clean so it just doesn't look like, you know, old roots or whatever. But what are we going to do? I have some areas that I would love to just put a nice big garden, vegetable garden. You know, I have grandiose thoughts where I would love to build a garden that has a fence around it and has almost certain areas where you can build trellis above it. So we can get, you know, beans growing, cucumbers growing up it. I always picture my grandfather's garden when I was little. He had, I'll call it like 20 by 20. To me, it seemed like it was 100 by 100, but I think it was more like a 20 by 20. But the whole outside were pieces of wood on the ground, and it was fenced in. And then one area, he had just taken some timbers, pieces of wood, made, you know, put two straight up and down, and then one across, and then hung fishing line down so that the beans and those types can grow there and grow straight up and down vertically, using that space instead of having them on the ground. So I always kind of think of that. How cool would that be to have in the yard? But, you know, nobody's made of money. So what can we do in the meantime? Some of those things, you know, buy some trellis for now. My father's garden, when, you know, we had it in Maine there, he used a old piece of chain link fence for those cucumbers, for those beans. And it just took over. So it is, you know, there are different ways to do it. So it's, you know, what you think of, what you can do. So that's just, that's the time of year we're in. Thinking ahead, planning ahead, thinking about what we want to do for this spring. And, you know, right now, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit of the thoughts, because you're just thinking of what you can do. And for those of you, you know, on a budget or just thinking, maybe just say, all right, I'm going to do this is phase one, this is phase two, this is phase three, etc. And build from the beginning and go that way. So that's just how I'm looking at it. Now, one of the things that I'm going to take a look at once I've kind of created some area, once the ground thaws again, is doing a soil test. I don't know what's here. I don't know what's underground here. I haven't lived here for that long, so I want to know. So getting a soil sample done, so I can say, all right, this is what's going on here, this is what's going on here, we can fix this. So those are some things that I'm going to be doing. Now, soil samples give us so much information of what's going on underground, so we know what to add to the soil, what to put down, what not to put down as well. So these are just some things I've been thinking about for next year, for spring of 2022, and saying, all right, this is what I want to do. So that's my thoughts going forward. Now, I did, a couple weeks ago, I did get a email with some questions on a soil test. And, I find that sending out a soil test is so much better than just getting that home test, right? So the home test only gives you the pH usually, might give you a little bit here and there. But sending it out, they're going to tell you your nitrogen, your potassium, your phosphorus. A lot of it's also going to tell you your calcium, your magnesium, your sulfur, boron, copper, iron, manganese, zinc, sodium, all these things. So these are all things we want to see. Now, I got one the other day from a listener that has off the charts phosphorus, copper, iron, zinc. Their organic matter is very high. Their calcium is optimum, as they call it, but getting up there. But the potassium is very low. Then you look, their pH is 6.7. It's like, well, what do you do? What are these things to do? Well, if you only got your pH, you'd see that it's a 6.7 and say, okay, I'm good. But we want to know what else to do. We want to kind of release some of those nutrients that are sitting in there. Phosphorus sitting in the soil means it's trapped. So we want to release it from that area. We want it to bring it down because, some of these other elements are holding it in the soil. And the phosphorus, we want to go to the plants. We want to go to the lawn. We want to go to these areas because phosphorus helps grow better root system, helps more flowers. It helps more leaf growth if that's what you're looking to do. But if it's stuck, in there, what do we do? Now, this soil sample that I got as well had organic matter in it, which was an optimum level of a 7.6, which is perfect. So these are all things that we want to be able to look at. It's not just about nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It's not just about the NPK. And we look at a fertilizer bag, and the fertilizer bag tells you what the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium is. If you look a little bit deeper, it'll tell you maybe some of the others, like calcium or sulfur, of what's in it. So these are things we need to look at. Now, how do we get rid of too much phosphorus in the garden or the lawn? Well, we're looking at something to break it up. So we look at a couple different products. One of those products would be sulfur from Natural Alternative. Now, sulfur is a great product to break up those trap nutrients and allow them to go where they need to go. It helps get rid of some of the clay-filled soils if you have too much clay. But the other thing with this sulfur, it has my favorite protolyzer attached to it, right? So this sulfur with protolyzer has those beneficial microbes to break down some of those elements that are sitting there and then promote root growth. And you already have the pH balance that's there, but it helps develop it and keep it there. So this is something where if you are looking at too many elements in there and you're trying to break them down, just realize it's something where you're going to need to test multiple times. Because at the end of this, you want to know where it is, because if you're breaking down something, a lot of it's going to be leached out of the system. Then you're almost going to have to start fresh. But that's a good thing, because if things are stuck and there's a reason things aren't growing, you want to know and you want to fix it. So back to my main point here of getting that soil test and getting it done early in the season. If the ground's still thawed at this point, go ahead. But early in the season, as soon as the ground thaws, to get ready for spring so you're ready to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've had a lot of different discussions today so far in regards to what we can do for spring in the garden. And the biggest thing is planning ahead. You know, we just talked a little bit about soil samples. Soil samples give us a lot of that information so that we can then plant the garden that we choose to plant. So planning ahead is a good thing for the garden. It just helps you be more successful. So take a look at it, because planning ahead isn't always a bad thing. We can be ready for the spring and say, all right, this is what we're going to do. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Although I always just want to say, all right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to plant these here. I'm going to do this and this. But that's me. But that being said, what can we do? So I want to know what I'm dealing with underneath all of this, you know, in my yard, because it's new to me. I don't know all the details of what's going on. So that's why I started talking about the soil tests. But remember, there's always a reason for that soil test. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, something's going wrong. Now, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, our friend Daryl up in Vermont said to me, and I think it, you know, it really stuck, was what's the reason for the soil test? Could be a good reason. It could be because you were successful and you want to know what you did to keep it going. So it's not just about saying, oh, my yard's bad. This is bad here. So that's what we want to think about. That's what we want to say. All right. What, you know, what good happened too? A lot of the times, though, we are saying, well, I need this to be fixed. It's, you know, yellowing on the leaves. It's green. It's too much green foliage. What could it be? So these are all things that, you know, you want to kind of plan ahead and say, all right, I'm going to do this year because I want to be more successful. So we can discuss a lot of that as we go on and see, you know, do we need to add specific nutrients like nitrogen or phosphorus or potassium? Now, you know, phosphorus, that middle number is very easy to take a look at. Superphosphate, boom, done. 44 in there, that number is 0440. Nitrogen, anything that has a heavy first number. But potassium, which, you know, which fertilizer has the most to them? You know, potash, nitrate of potash is a nice, easy way to find that. There are a lot of the products that just have potash in it are a 0060. It's a high number, but it will help out there. So my thought process with some that have maybe too much or not enough potash, but they have too much phosphorus, is to break everything down to normal levels and then bring in the elements specifically. Look at some of the 0060 or 0440 or a 2122, or you get the idea. Finding those products can help it. An all-purpose would be the way to go, like a 20-20-20. Once you've brought everything down and started fresh, it makes it easier. And by doing the removal of some of these, what it also does is it releases those trapped nutrients and gets them to the plants that you need them to go to. So those are some things to think about this time of year. Now we're going to go to a break. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. Back in the 8 o'clock hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.